He enjoyed that when he forgot to come out. Well, that was my song for the new atheists. And they're not that new, actually, but nevertheless, that was my song for the new atheists. And you know, I think it's so important to just keep asking those questions. I was always, when I was a little tiny girl, I remember being 4 years old and lying in bed and just asking those big existential questions of life. And I used to think, you know, what happens after you die? What are we doing on the planet? Why are we here? Is there a God? And what's more, I didn't know who to ask because my family weren't religious or anything. They're very kind, loving, great, and I'm very grateful for my beautiful family. But they weren't religious or anything, and they didn't talk about this stuff. And I couldn't figure out why no one talked about this stuff. And so I've always been someone that asks those kind of questions. Also, when I was a little tiny girl, about 4 or 5, I had a very burning ambition. I always knew what it was that I was going to do with my life. I was going to be a princess. This was the plan. And so I went to my mum with my plan and said, "So, how do you get to be a princess?" And she said, "Well, you've got a couple of options. You either have to marry a prince or your dad has to be a king." And I said, "Dad's not a king, is he?" And I was living in London at the time and Prince Charles was on the telly a bit. I thought this could be harder than I thought. No disrespect. A story a bit later on about Jesus, from not long after he went to visit Martha's place. He, as usual, is surrounded by a crowd. And there are some little kids that are trying to get to him. And they're kind of elbowing their way and they just want to hang out with Jesus. They just want to see him and say hi and be with him. And the disciples, who were like the henchmen, the bouncers, the Jesus bouncers, they were kind of going, "Shoot, you're not important enough to hang out with Jesus. Get lost. Go back to your parents. Go on." And Jesus saw what they were doing and he goes, "No, no. Let the little children come. Because to ones like this belong the kingdom of God." Now I figure if you own the kingdom of God, that makes you a prince or a princess, right? So there's a third way. I'm so grateful. And this song's about that, and I want to get you to sing the chorus with me. So we're just going to do a little practice. You can just sit and relax, band, and check your Facebook or whatever you want to do.